You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. New episodes every Monday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
So you like hockey? Congratulations. You're amongst the smartest sports fans in the world. Want to fight about it? Join me, the Hockey Troll, and that snack, Polly Cupcakes, every Monday and Thursday on the official Caps Chirp podcast, repping the greatest team in the NHL, your Washington Capitals.
Not only do we bring you the best Washington Capitals coverage, but we've got the hottest takes and the tastiest content.
Tune in wherever you get your podcast and at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com. Chirp us on all social media platforms at Caps Chirp.
See you beauties and benders there.
This is the Friday Faceoff here on the Grit and Barrett podcast, where we preview Hershey Bears hockey, go around the American Hockey League, and find any other tidbits of the hockey world that I find interesting. It's time to grab some chocolate, lace up those skates, and grab your hockey bag. Maybe we'll stop at a Tim Hortons along the way. This is the Friday Faceoff on the Grit and Barrett podcast. Hello and welcome everyone to the Friday Faceoff here on the Grit and Barrett podcast. Yes, as you heard, a new intro, something a little different for you on your Friday. Because Fridays this time of year, you think about one thing and one thing only, and that's delicious Lordeth football, which is happening this time of year. But now, finally, after 19 months of restrictions and panic and hoodoos and seeing how horrible of a place the world is, we finally will have Hershey Bears hockey weekends returning to us. Yes! No more capacities. No more stupid politicking. No more. No more. We can stop arguing with each other on Facebook over what's right and what's wrong, and we can argue over who gets cut on the Hershey Bears roster. You know, the things that really matter in life. Hello, my name is Richard Blosser, welcoming you to the Grit and Barrett podcast here on the Hockey Podcast Network, where we cover the Hershey Bears, the American Hockey League, and all of the hockey news that matters to this hack. First off, on a brief personal note, I just want to say thank you to everyone who has been following along on the old Twitter machine as to where we have been experiencing a growth on social media. Probably by now, once this podcast drops, we will have cracked my own personal feed 1,000 followers, and on Twitter, the podcast page is jumped up and over the 300 mark. That is a huge thanks to Sage Alvarez and his retweeting group that has really brought me in and, shown how to use Twitter in your favor, but that's for something else. So what is the Friday Faceoff, ladies and gentlemen? Well, the Friday Faceoff is, like the intro says, we're going to get into all of the action this weekend here in the American Hockey League. We're going to run down everything. I'm going to give you a handful of picks, not only for Bears, a team that is going to be selected by yours truly that we will pick all season long, and then what other rando picks we will make throughout the season. Now, sometime these picks will have a theme to them. We'll get into that once we get there. We've also got a caption contest to get through, and thank you to Hershey Bears Nation for participating in this bit of a last-minute idea that I had, and we'll get into that in a little bit. So, before we get into this weekend's action, we had a game on Wednesday night. Now, the NHL has started up, and it's been so great. My boys, the Pens, took out the Tampa Bay Lightning, your current reigning and defending Stanley Cup champions down there in Tampa Bay. Yes! Well, that was so much more fun. No Crosby, no Malkin. Who cared? I know I can hear all the Caps fans listening to this going,
Boo! Crosby can't stay healthy. Boo!
Oh, yeah, well, what about Ovechkin? Well, he's healthy. He scored 2 goals last night. But anyway, the Capitals had their regular season opener, and Alex Ovechkin scored 2 goals and started. Well, I guess the rumors of his demise has been greatly exaggerated. Somehow I think it's going to take more than a hyperextended knee to take him out for any extended period of time. And Hendrix Lapierre got his first NHL goal, got one right past Georgiev. And, you know, this time of year, I got to say this about Georgiev. Hiya, Georgie. You want to make a save? But Lapierre joined Oshie on a rush, and Oshie with a little behind the back feeds it to Lapierre, who just throws it. Georgie got a little bit, but not enough, and it was in the net, and the Capital One Arena went nuts. And it was great. 20,000 people inside the Capital One Arena wearing red, going nuts. Vitek Vanacek making his regular season debut. Ugh. It's fantastic, and I'm rambling. So, the Capitals will be for another show. Let's focus on the Bears. Wednesday night, we went to the Electrodrome for the only preseason game left in town. A bit of a tune-up, a bit of a dress rehearsal. And the Bears, well, they didn't exactly start their A-squad. How do I know? Well, let's see. Matt Molson started, no Pilon, no Pinho, Pilon had limited minutes. It was really a bit of a hodgepodge of an A, B, and C squad. Jack Messier got another start in the lineup. Ryan Domoski was back in. Will Grabner, for all you South Carolina ones, were in. Ben Howerchuk was there. Wasn't exactly like some people think, oh, this is going to be our opening night roster. Dear God, I hope not. The Phantoms, though, they pulled out their big guns for that night. I mean, you had Adam Clandening, Captain Kale O'Reilly, when he's healthy, Isaac Ratcliffe, Max Willman, Linus Sedin, Connor Bunneman, Wyatt Wiley, Cam York, the Lord and Savior of the defensive hearts there in Philadelphia, started. I know all the Flyers podcasts I follow are going, yeah. So we got underway in the Electrodrome, and at around 7 o'clock, I'm like, all right, let's put the Bears on, pull up the Mixlr app, and there's nothing. Okay, it's 7 o'clock, it's 7:05, why don't we have anything in the PPL Center? Why are we doing this? So I reached out to Zach on Twitter, and he said, yes, 7:15 start, even in the preseason at the PPL Center. Oh, lovely. Even in the preseason, we can't get quality on-time starts. Oh, well, it's their home. It's their rules. So we got underway, and that first period was a lot of skating and going around and some shots, what? Oh, God, it's the end of the first period. Oh, man, what a slog this game was. I mean, I know preseason isn't exactly the best for entertainment, but my God, man. Man, so we get to the second period, and things start to pick up a little bit more. The Bears start turning the game a little bit more in their favor. And long shot in by Tobias Geiser. Mason Morelli there in front. Jabs it away. Sandstrom is out. He's swimming. He doesn't know where the puck is. Ryan Dobrowski goes, yoink, up and over him. And it's into the net. And the Bears score to make it 1-0 Hershey. All right. Always nice to get an early goal there at the PPL Center. So the Phantoms get a power play going. And they wind fire, and long shot, knocked down in front. Frukalia thinks he has it. Ratcliffe jams away at it, and did he save it? And ref's pointing. It's in. I don't see a light. I don't hear the horn. Ah! Okay, there's the horn. And there's the light. Okay. I'm not sure that puck sounded like it went through. I mean, okay, it's a preseason. I mean, it's not like we can go to the videotape or anything. I mean, it's freaking preseason. All right, we're tied at one. And what? Wait, they're going to the videotape? We can do this in the preseason? Okay. All right, take a look at it. And the refs went to take a look at it, and no goal. Fucali had it between his skates and was able to use his blocker to go and just knock it back across the line before it fully crossed over. So, yeah, 1-0. Okay. All right. Fine. And the period goes on, and Ben Howick decides to get in a fight and go after Isaac Radcliffe. Now, for those who don't know, Isaac Radcliffe, a prospect of the Flyers system, do not let him fool you. He may look like a winner, He is a winger. He is tall, but don't think he's one of those, oh, I skate fast and nobody will catch me type guys. No, he's deceptively big for his size. So Harwick thinks, oh, I can take him, and squares up against Radcliffe, and Radcliffe just grabs him. And have you seen those old Looney Tunes cartoons, like whenever Sylvester goes up against that Hyde Tweety, and he turns around to see him, and you see that look of shock and horror on his face, and that Tweety's going, you bad old putty tat. And Sylvester just has the look on his face like, I made a bad life decision. That was Ben Horwick. Or you really want to go far back. Daffy Duck, upon seeing the abominable snowman, just looking up and going, ah! Yeah, that was Ben Horwick. And Radcliffe just teed off on him. And it wasn't a long fight. It was only about 10 seconds long. But, oh boy. Yeah, Ben, note, don't go up against Radcliffe. So we go on more. It was a 5-5. You sit down, you sit down. And the Bears were able to get another one on the board as we enter the third. And this shows you, you know, how exciting this game was, when a freaking fight is the most exciting part about it. Alexei Protas at 12:45 gets one past the Phantoms netminder. Who is the Phantoms netminder? Samuel Ursa. Who cares? It's the last game of the preseason. It's dress rehearsal. Who cares? Protas gets it in to make it 2-0. And then Shane Gersich with an empty netter at 17:39. 3-0. Shut out and shut down. A combined shutout for Copley and Fucali to make it 3-0 out there in the Electrodrome. So, excellent. Excellent stuff out there from the guys. The Bears went 8 for 8 on the penalty kill in the game. Is that good? No. I mean, 7 for 7 on the penalty kill, which is not something you want to do. And the Bears went 0 for 2 on the power play. Let me just double check. Yep, 2 for 2 on the power play. Your goal scorers were Domoski, Protas, and Shane Gersich. Now, the preseason's over, and by the time this episode drops, we should have our opening night roster ready to go. So, among this hodgepodge in this game, who do I think makes it? Well, I think Mason Morelli has done enough to make this roster, probably as a bottom six guy. The fights helped. The scoring helped. I think he's in. I think he makes it. He could be a 13th forward or a bottom six forward type guy. Jake Messi? Yeah. Bye! Yeah. Erkamps? Oh, with Kempney being sent down to us, I'm not 100% sure. So we shall see. Horchuk? Ben Horchuk? He's a 50-50 guy. I'm not 100% where he's going to line up. He's had 2 assists here in the preseason, but I just don't know if it's enough for the 22-year-old to make the roster when we're already loaded. And I think this team is really talented. This Bears team is talented. I'm just, you know, there's only so many spots we can have, and I don't think Howard Chuck does it. Domoski's a 50-50 one, especially scoring. I think he has, let me just bring it up on the app here, the Hartford Wolfpack of the previous year. Let's see. Doesn't have his preseason stuff on here. Why not? Oh, wait. Yeah, I'm not able to find a stat for the preseason because they only have a stat from last year. Thank you, AHL app. The former Hartford Wolfpack, possibly another bottom six guy. So the roster we saw tonight is a good, healthy chunk of what we are going to see opening night. But we will get more to that as the days go along, even though I'm recording this part of the podcast on a Thursday morning. More stuff will be brought out throughout the week. Now, some people asked me on social media, with an opening night, are the Bears going to have a red carpet event to where they get off of a bus, walk down a red carpet, shake hands with the fans, get some pictures as they all head toward the locker room? No, that's not going to happen because, COVID. That's why. Yeah. Yeah. Still can't do those things yet. So, oh well, I'm sure that they'll have some goodies. They'll have some goodies set up for opening night, so don't everybody worry. So, Bears go undefeated in the preseason. Take that for what it's worth. Going 3-0, getting two wins on the road and one at home. And we turn our eyes to opening night at Giant Center, and we will get to that here in a little bit. But first, we're going to have some fun here on the podcast, because it's caption contest time, to quote AE podcast. They do this as well, that I posted on the Hershey Bears fan club page a picture and for a caption contest, and I told people on there, whoever posted the best one wins. So the picture is of Matt Molson looking off camera with his eyes just lit up, like genuine surprise on his face. And I told people, you know, caption this. And thank goodness to Bears Nation, because I knew they would come through. Here are some of the best ones that I were able to find. And remember, to rip off a quote from Bill Simmons, these are real comments from real Bears fans. Judy Hoffman says, OMG, I swear if I get one more call about my car warranty, I'm going to slap someone with my stick. Beautiful, Judy. Beautiful. You know, the struggle is real, as the kids say. The struggle is real. My own personal look caption was, it's bacon! Bacon, 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 bacon. It's bacon! Hockey players don't know. It's not bacon. It's bacon! If you know, you know. Let's scroll down the list we go. A lot of common ones was from Hannah Bichtener. I think I just crapped myself. Yeah, he does have a little bit of a look on his face, like, you know when you let one out and a little more comes out than what you were expecting. Don't give me that look. I'm trying to be discreet, everyone. Ben Davis, if 9 out of 10 dentists choose Oral-B, then what the hell is the 10th dentist doing? Okay, I'll file that under the way out there comment. That's just so funny, it works. Thank you, Ben. Thank you. Steve Egelhart says, where's the biscuit? Oh, am I getting it? He does have that look on his face. Paul Douglas says, that phantom just mooned me. And with the wide-eyed look that Matt Molson has, it does kind of look like he's getting mooned. Sean O'Brien says, Connor McMichael was 5 years old when I made my AHL debut. Yeah, that realization look on his face kind of says that. Great on you. Good one for him. Michael Beers says, crap, I shouldn't have drank that Molson before the game. Yeah. Molson does have that look on his face. You know, when you're out with the guys and you feel that in the behind and you just go, oh boy, where's the bathroom? Guys and ladies, you know what I'm talking about. George Reynolds says, can I please play Sunday? I've been so good all summer. Haha, suspension. So no, that's not it. Ben Davis also says, meow, 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 meow. Trying to go for a Meow Mix reference. Or like he's calling over a cat. And let's see if we can get one more here. Nathaniel Ulstilson says, I think I forgot to turn the stove off. That doomed realization look on Molson's face does kind of encompass that. Great stuff out of Bears Nation. Thank you so much to participated in this impromptu caption contest. It went well. Let's see more that goes on throughout the year. Well, everyone, it's almost that time. Let's get ready for the American Hockey League. But first, a word from our sponsor. But before we get into the American Hockey League action, it's time for another week in the NFL season, which means another shot to win big at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the National Football League. New customers can bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. The last 0-0 tie in the NFL took place in 1943, so yeah, somebody's going to score a point. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, DraftKings won't leave you empty-handed. You can play for huge cash prizes all season long with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Sports Contest. DraftKings has given all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total cash prizes with their first deposit. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN. Throw down $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's promo code THPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, PA only, new customers only, minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And now, everyone, it's time for the Friday Face-Off. This is the Friday Face-Off here on the Grit and Barrett Podcast, where we preview Hershey Bears hockey, go around the American Hockey League, and find any other tidbits of the hockey world that I find interesting. It's time to grab some chocolate, lace up those skates, and grab your hockey bag. Maybe we'll stop at a Tim Hortons along the way. This is the Friday Face-Off on the Grit and Barrett Podcast. Don't you just love it? Here we are on Friday, October 15th. How long have we waited for this, everyone? I know you have. I have as well. It's been 19 months, over a year and a half since the American Hockey League stopped, where everything stopped. The world did. The world went crazy. And whatever your stance on it, whether we've recovered from it, we're not quite there, or somewhere in between, that's up to you. That's not what we're here to talk about, and that's not what I'm here to talk about as well. Hockey has returned. American Hockey League hockey. Real hockey. Not just this, oh, well, we'll play a few games here and there. No. This is now everyone's back and we're up and running. The American Hockey League will be moving to 72 games next season, all around, all across the board, in all facets. The Pacific Division is still playing 68 games. They'll be bumped up to 72 next year. Some teams in the Midwest and the East have already slated to 72 games, while others stay at 76. And whatever those teams are, well, Hershey's not one of them. Hershey's staying at 76. So we are going by points percentage this year. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting back to that. But we'll deal with that whenever the time comes. Now, we are back. So, whatever your reason, go to the arena. And I know not all of you are going to be like me, where you're going to jump at the chance to go back to the arena the first chance you get. You're not me, and I'm not you. But as NHL and NBC once said, it's a cheap reason to go out on a Wednesday night. Get back together with your hockey family, however you feel comfortable. That's you. But let us get together. And we will. A full weekend is ahead of us, ladies and gentlemen. That begins on a Friday. So may the hockey gods be praised for the amount of memes that are going to be created for the next 9 months. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's eat some hockey. Let's get right to it. We start. We go to Cleveland, Ohio. We go to Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. God, they're still calling it these days. As the Cleveland Monsters welcome the Syracuse Crunch out there to Northeast Ohio. 7 o'clock start out there at the Fieldhouse. Now, what I'm going to do is that I'm going to go through the slate of games, and then I'm going to give you my predictions as it relates to them by each day. We'll sort of alter this as we go along. But let's not stop now. Let's keep going. We head due west, and we go to Grand Rapids, Michigan, to Van Andel Arena, as the Rockford Ice Hogs, proud affiliates of your Chicago Blackhawks, take on the Grand Rapids Griffins. That's right. It's the AHL version of Blackhawks versus Red Wings. 7 o'clock start there in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We go due east. We go to Connecticut to God Hates Hartford. We go to the XL Center and the remnants of the Hartford Whalers. Well, whatever's left of it anyway. They've never really gotten over it. They just never got past a divorce. As the Bridgeport Islanders take on the Hartford Wolfpack, they'll get on I-95 and go 90 minutes to 2 hours east on I-95. The poor bastards, I've driven that. 7 o'clock-ish start there at the XL Center. Get there early, watch your keys, and watch your wallets. We head due north. We go to the Great White North, to Laval de Quebec, as Les Rockets de Laval take on the Belleville Senators, as former Hershey Bear coach Troy Mann takes the red, black, and white due east to Quebec. 7 o'clock start there in Quebec. Get there early for all that are legally allowed to. Now we go west. Way west. We go to Henderson, Nevada. No, Las Vegas, Nevada. That's not open yet. To New Orleans Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm going to have to get used to this. As the Henderson Silver Knights take on the Colorado Eagles. The Colorado Eagles, the proud affiliates of your Colorado Avalanche and the Henderson Silver Knights. Give you three guesses. Yeah, Vegas. 7 o'clock start out there in Vegas. And lastly, we head due south. We hop on the I-7, and we go to Stockton Arena as the Stockton Heat. No, my bad. We head due west and out to NoCal. My bad. To Stockton, where they're back in NoCal, as the Stockton Heat take on the Tucson Roadrunners. Mimi out there in Stockton. 7 o'clock start Pacific Standard Time there in NoCal. Now, the second part of all this, excuse my the microphone handling, that's not code for anything. Now, each day, me and friends of mine are having a lovely little pick competition, and that's what we're going to have right now. I'm going to give you my picks for a handful of games each day. They can be three at minimum, five at most. How we do it is that we'll pick all the Bears games, obviously. A rando game that gets selected for each day. We can pick any game on any day, and then we get to pick our season team. Like, we went through and we picked this year a team that had to play 72 or 76 games. No, had to play 72 games, so we all had a fair amount of games and chances to get points and all this. We're huge nerds, I know. It's a predictions contest. We're huge nerds. Basically, you want a place. You don't want to get in last. So the teams that were chosen were the Utica Comets, the Hartford Wolfpack, the Providence Bruins, and my team this year, the Bridgeport Sound Tigers. Don't ask. So we go to the one prediction on Friday, which is the Henderson Silver Knights taking on the Colorado Eagles. And I know nothing about these two teams. I know absolutely nothing, and I'm not going to stand here and bullshit you, thinking that I do. So it's basically who has a better farm system among these two. And I have absolutely no clue. I really don't. I don't know too much about Henderson. They're very new. Colorado, still new to the league as well. So, the hell. I'll take Henderson. Just why not? Home, at home, why the hell not? Give me the Henderson Silver Knights on a Friday night out there in Vegas. All right, we head to Saturday, October 16th, and we start at Toronto, Ontario, Canada, at Coca-Cola Coliseum. Damn you, corporate branding! That used to be known as Rico Suave Coliseum, as the Toronto Marlies take on the Manitoba Moose. 4 o'clock start there for the Marlies, because God forbid they go up against the Maple Leafs in Sportsnet. 4 o'clock start there in Ontario. We head back down south, and we go to Northeast Pennsylvania as the big PA rivalry starts yet again, as the Lehigh Valley Phantoms travel up 476 to take on the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins. 6:05 start out there at the arena in the shadow of a mountain. Should be a fun game. It looks like Wilkes-Barre is experimenting with 6:05 starts there on a Saturday. And you know what? I don't have a problem with that. We go back to the Great White North as Les Rockets de Laval go out to the CAA Arena, otherwise known as Stockyard Arena, otherwise known as Arena Number 4 there in the building, as the Les Rockets de Laval take on the Belleville Senators there at the CAA Arena in Belleville, Ontario, Canada. 7 o'clock start there in Belleville, Ontario. We go back to Cleveland as Syracuse is staying the weekend there to take on the Cleveland Monsters. Once again, 7 o'clock start there in Cleveland, Ohio. And at last, at long last, we head due east. We hop on the turnpike. 4 hours due east to Giant Center. At last, the Hershey Bears in front of a full house, hoping to take on your current reigning unofficial 3-peat champion in the Charlotte Checkers, the now proud affiliates of the Florida Panthers and the Seattle Kraken. For 1 year, the Seattle Kraken. For one. 7 o'clock start there at Giant Center. Huzzah all around. We go to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, as the Milwaukee Admirals get their season underway to take on the Grand Rapids Griffins. 6 o'clock start. Central time there at UW Milwaukee Panther Arena there in Wisconsin. I've heard fabulous things about that. We go due east to Rhode Island, and we go to the Dunk, as they call it, the D&D Center, the Dunkin' Donuts Center in Providence, Rhode Island, as the Providence Bruins take on the Bridgeport Islanders. 7:05 start there in Providence. Get there early. Go visit the mall. It's lovely. We go due north and a little bit west, and we go to the M&M Center near the casino in Springfield, Massachusetts, as the Hartford Wolfpack go 40 minutes north to take on the Springfield Thunderbirds. Now, the proud affiliate of the St. Louis Blues, don't ask me how that works. This will be Springfield's home opener and Hartford's second game. 7:05 start there at MassMutual Center. We go out west. We go to Allstate Arena, where CM Punk made his glorious return to wrestling a little over a month ago, as the Chicago Wolves start their season to take on the Rockford Ice Hogs. 7 o'clock start there, as the Chicago Wolves are now your proud affiliates of the Carolina Hurricanes. Does that make sense? Bollocks does it. We go down south. We go to the HEB Center, and we go to Cedar Park, Texas, as the Texas Stars take on the Iowa Wild. The Texas Stars getting their season opener there at Cedar Park, Texas, which is about 90 minutes east of Austin, Texas. The Iowa Wild are heavy favorites to make it to a Calder Cup Finals, and if we could have an Iowa Wild and Hershey Bears Final, I am here for it. 7 o'clock start there in Eastern Texas. We go all the way out west, and we go to Toyota Arena there in Ontario, California, as the Ontario Reign, proud affiliate of the LA Kings, take on the San Diego Gulls, the affiliate of the Anaheim Ducks. 6 o'clock start there in Central California-ish. And lastly, on a Saturday, well, no, not lastly on a Saturday, we go to NoCal for the second game of the series as the Tucson Roadrunners take on the Stockton Heat. 6 o'clock start there at Stockton Arena. And lastly, and I mean it this time, we go to Bakersfield, California, as the Bakersfield Condors, proud affiliate of your Edmonton Oilers, take on the debuting Abbotsford Canucks at Mechanics Bank Arena in Bakersfield, California. Okay. 7 o'clock start there in NoCal. And that will do it for your Saturday slate. Whew. That's a lot. That is a lot. But who cares? It's opening weekend. So, of course, we start with the Hershey Bears taking on the Charlotte Checkers, the home opener, and will be a very emotional home opening for the Bears. The Bears are a offensively gifted team. We do not have Das Wunderkind, Connor McMichael, and you could put a little too much into the preseason saying that the Bears don't need him right now. They're offensively talented and gifted as it is. I'm a little worried about the back end considering the age that's back there with Mikael Kempney being sent back down and the liability known as Dylan Mickelrath. Most likely, Zach Fucali will get the start. Hershey and home openers are meh, at least when they start the season. Bears typically go on the road for a few weeks and then come back home. So, if this is truly an offensively talented team, offense is the name of the game the first couple weeks of the season. Defense and goaltending take some time to gel. I'm going to take the Hershey Bears.
Homer! Homer!
To win over the Charlotte Checkers, but I think it'll be close. Would not surprise me if we see overtime. Our slated game of the week is the Lehigh Valley Phantoms taking on the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins. And you know what? No. I'm not going to overthink this. I know the Phantoms were mediocre during the preseason. And our friends of the podcast, the Phantoms at the Spectrum, they really believe in Felix Sandstrom. They really, really believe in him. He's doing good. We swears, precious. We swears we'll be good. Sorry, I got Lord of the Rings on everyone. He's going to be great, they say. He'll be fine, they say. In the words of John Cena, are you sure about that? Look, the Phantoms have a new coach, probably a new system being put in. They have weapons. They have their Lord and Savior, Cam York. I'm really worried about the back end in Lehigh in terms of defense and goaltending. Now, if Sandstrom gets good and Isam Makuto or Sorin or whoever the hell they're going to have by that point, if that's a nice twosome, you know, they'll be good. I have a feeling this is going to be a playoff team. But, give me the Phantoms. Don't overthink this. I could take Wilkes-Barre in a contrarian play. I don't trust Wilkes-Barre. This will be a tough, hard-hitting game because it's Flyers and Pens on the American Hockey League level. Let's see. Bridgeport does play this day. Ooh, they're in Providence. Don't like that. Anyway, we go to Sunday, and we start in Hartford on a We go to Hartford on a Sunday as the Providence Bruins travel down I-95 to take on the Hartford Wolfpack. 3 o'clock start there in Hartford, Connecticut. We go down. We go back to Pennsylvania as the Lehigh Valley Phantoms take on the Hershey Bears. 3 o'clock start. The Bears are really giving these 3 o'clock starts a real test run this year because before the world shut down, we experimented with 3 o'clock and 1 p.m. starts. Nobody liked the 1 p.m. ones. No. Anyway, Hershey and Lehigh, 3 o'clock start there at Giants Center. We go to Upstate New York and the Adirondack Bank Center as the Rochester Americans take on the Utica Comets, now the proud affiliate of your New Jersey Devils. Utica starting with, will have a pretty darn good bumper crop down there. Here's hoping they can do something with it. 3 o'clock start there at the ABC. We go to the Mass Mutual Center there in Springfield, Massachusetts. God, I should know this. As the Bridgeport Islanders travel to Springfield. God, a 3-3 roadie. Jesus. As they take on the Springfield Thunderbirds. 3 o'clock start there at the Mass Mutual Center right beside the casino. And we go to Wilkes-Barre as the Charlotte Checkers take on the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins. That's why they didn't come to us. They didn't stay the weekend. 3:05 start there for the Checkers taking on the Penguins there in the arena in the shadow of a mountain. We go back to the Great White North to the Coca-Cola Coliseum for the rematch as the Manitoba Mises take on the Toronto Marlies. 4 o'clock start there in Ontario. And on Sunday, we go back to Texas for another rematch. These tend to happen on Sundays as the Iowa Wild take on the Texas Stars. 5 o'clock start there in Cedar Park, Texas. We go to Vegas as the Colorado Eagles will take on the Vegas Golden Knights. Dear God, I got to get used to this. The Henderson Silver Knights at New Orleans Arena. 4 o'clock start out there in Vegas, Pacific Standard Time. And then we head to California. We head to Bakersfield, back to Mechanics Bank Arena. Oof-da. As the San Jose Barracuda get their season underway, affiliate of your San Jose Sharks, taking on the Bakersfield Condors. 5 o'clock start out there in California at Mechanics Bank Arena. And lastly, at the Toyota Arena, 5 o'clock start as the Ontario Reign host the Abbotsford Canucks there in NoCal in Ontario, California. 5 o'clock start at the Toyota Arena. Whew. Wow. It's a lot for a Sunday. But again, it's opening weekend. Okay, so we go to some of the slated picks. Of course, Hershey versus Lehigh. This will be interesting. This will be real interesting because these two teams are going to face off against each other 14 times this season. And I'm not joking. 14 times. Neither one of these teams have an advantage as both will have played the night before. Hershey gets to stay in their own beds and Lehigh gets on the bus. Sort of. They'll head back to Lehigh and then they'll travel to Hershey. It'll be cool and crisp that day at least. No snow delays, but we haven't gotten to that point in the season yet. Let's see here. I know the Bears did good against Lehigh and it'll depend on how much their offense gels together. But I'll be a homer again. I'll take Hershey, and if I go 1-1 on the weekend, that's a success. All right, the mandatory game on Sunday is Abbotsford versus Ontario. Oof-da. Abbotsford versus Ontario. That's a damn good farm system there in Ontario, Canada. Hello, King's Realm and King's Podcast. Hello. With Abbotsford in Vancouver, we don't know what we're really going to get. Because I don't know what the Vancouver farm system has left in it, especially with what I see out in Utica before the world shut down. Could be something, but it could also be a whole lot of nothing there in Abbotsford. So logically, who do I go with? Who do I take in this? Should I take the new team? Or should I just go with Ontario? You know what? Let me just check something here. Let me check the app here. Da, 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 da. Come on, Saturday load up. Come on, stupid Wi-Fi. I'm taking Ontario because Abbotsford's traveling from Bakersfield. So travel might be a factor. Sunday knees are definitely a thing if it's not a 3-3. So I will take the Abbotsford Canucks there on a Sunday. Now, my Bridgeport game, because I have to take one of the Bridgeports. And you know what? Bridgeport's got a 3-3. I'm not going to take their Sunday game. They're going to be tired. That's a loss, even though you can pick against them. I will take them on their Friday game there against Hartford. And I'll have them go to Hartford and win. Why? God hates Hartford, that's why. Yeah, I said it. God hates Hartford. And let's see. Hold on. I can't do this. Just writing this down because I know I'll forget this because I'm not going to listen to this podcast again. Ha ha! At least before I send the picks into my friends. So, Friday. What Friday game should I take? Well, you know what? Let me see here. Is that one of the mandatory? No. I am going to take Belleville over Laval. And Troy Mann, I trust. And I will take Troy Mann on a Friday with some time to prepare. On the road, yes, but why the hell not? On a Saturday, you know, this hasn't failed me before, and I'm going to do it again. I am going to take the Toronto Marlies. 4 o'clock start there on Saturdays. You know, I always like to start the day off with a win, go for an early game on these weekends. And I just don't know much about the Moose. And I have a Moose jersey. I should take the Moose. But no, everything says take Toronto. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. Sunday. Oofta. You know what? Screw it. Let's go with the new team. This is for my buddy Neil. I'm going to take Utica over Rochester. Utica making their home debut on a Sunday. Rather odd, but let's go with it. There's part of me that wants to maybe go with San Jose, but nope. Stick with what you know. So, those are my picks for the weekend. On Friday, the Henderson Silver Knights winning, the Belleville Senators winning, and then, of course, taking Bridgeport on a Friday night. Let me just write this down here. Write it down. CDR Pants Broadcasting at its finest. Taking Bridgeport on a Friday. Saturday, taking Hershey. Toronto and Lehigh. And Sunday, Hershey again and Utica and Abbotsford in Ontario. I took Ontario then. So Ontario as well. So there's your round the American Hockey League, and there's your picks for the weekend. That was the first Friday face-off. A little sluggish out of the gate, but you know what? That tends to happen when you're trying something new. And I regret nothing. And who knows, maybe I'll get some friends on this as we go along. So that'll do it for the Grit and Barrett podcast here on a Friday. Opening weekend, it's finally here. Thank you so much to everyone for staying with me as I tried to start this endeavor a year ago. And we thought we'd have some sort of a season. It didn't happen. Never came to be. And then my grandmother dying in December just completely destroyed this until after my cat passed. And then the week later, I wanted to get this podcast up and running. And I did. And it's gone from a very small operation to now being a part of the Hockey Podcast Network. Several retweet groups on Twitter. And this show reaching all out the U.S. and, assuming the VPNs are telling the truth, some parts of Europe as well. In Canada, a lot of people in Virginia and D.C. and P.A. and in California too. I don't know why California, but out there as well. So you know what, everyone? This is the type of podcast I wanted to do since I got to the Hockey Podcast Network, and we now have it, and this is what it came into. I'm rambling a little bit, but I don't care. Everyone, get out there and enjoy hockey because it is back and it is upon us. My name's Richard Blosser. I will see you at Giant Center on Saturday. And as I said on Tuesday, Mama, I'm coming home. Go Bears. We'll see you at Giant Center. Thank you for downloading this episode of the Grit and Barrett podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe on whatever podcast platform you are currently listening to. If you are listening on Apple or Google, please leave us a 5-star review as it appeases our algorithm overlords. If you enjoyed this podcast, please check out the Hockey Podcast Network, where there is a podcast for each and every NHL team. We also cover the American Hockey League. They have a podcast about college hockey and all the ins and outs of the hockey world. If you wish to know more about our parent club, please check out the official Caps Chirps podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network, as they cover all things Washington Capitals. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at GritAndBarrettP1 on Twitter. That's at Grit and Barrett P1 on Twitter. This podcast is dedicated to the memory of Patricia Blosser, who passed away on December 5th, 2020 to dementia and COVID. The show is also dedicated to all of the Hershey Bears friends, fans, and family who lost their lives to cancer. Cancer sucks. Thank you once again for listening to the Grit and Barrett podcast, and go Bears.